The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
That's why I say amen, I shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say amen, I shot.
Welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We see you. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. And now it's time for Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by
PointsBet Sportsbook. Download the updated PointsBet app. Get the lightning bets, the exclusive same game live in-game parlays. And if you want to play the ponies, you want to do that with the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Here is our friend, Snorley.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing today?
We're ready doing to go. Fine. We're counting Cap's money in the past. We're counting the millions of dollars that he left on the table.
Oh, the decisions we could have made.
Yeah, Cap could have been an assistant in one of these NBA teams. Like today, he'd be in that handy assistant.
I had the offer. Toronto Raptors.
You'd be in the league still.
What's that Kaplan doing now? Podcast? Get him back on the bench. He's a good handy guy to have. Good eyes and ears guy. Bring him in.
Oh, God. We had three lake houses, like, you know, $15 million in the bank. David Kaplan, always handy.
I get to be here grinding with you.
About the $15 million.
Would have been nice.
All right, time for Shot or No Shot. And by the way, this hour we're going to hook you up with an opportunity for you to hang with Cap. Cap's pool party VIP package giveaway through Hawthorne. It's going to be awesome.
Yep, Sunday in Villa Park at the brand new Club Hawthorne and PointsBet Sportsbook. We'll have a good time.
You will have a chance to be able to win. When you hear Secretariat coming through the studio this hour, make sure that you're the fifth caller, and we'll hook you up with an opportunity to hang with Cap.
Miss you, Secretariat. Go ahead, Snorling.
All right. Per Jason Lockenfora's article in the Washington Post this morning, the Bears are actively shopping Robert Quinn. Lockenfora sourced multiple NFL executives and says one GM told him they want to move him, but they'll need to eat some of that contract to do it. Quinn carries a $12.8 million salary this year. So my question, shot or no shot, the Bears should eat part of that contract just to trade him.
Shot! Because any dollar you save is a dollar in your pocket. What if Jonathan bought a car and he wants out of the car? And the loan has 80 grand left on it, his Range Rover.
Yes.
And I said, I'll buy the car from you. You have no other offers. I'll give you $70,000 for it. You got to eat 10.
Sure.
You're like, I'm not going to drive the car anymore, and I'm still paying 10 grand. Well, guess what? You're saving 70. Every single dollar that you can get someone to eat is one less dollar you have to pay. Get his dead ass off the team. He's not doing anything for you. Give me a fifth, a fourth, a sixth, whatever it is. It's a young player I can maybe turn into an asset. Maybe. Get him off the roster. Let Dominique Robinson and Travis Gibson and whoever else rush the passer on my moribund team.
It's a shot. I definitely would allow that to happen. Robert Quinn is not helping you this year. This is his down year. Last year, he was outstanding. This year, no. So you're turning the page on a lot for this season anyway, in the season of development. So absolutely.
Gone.
Yeah. All right, Jay, you're good now. You got a fresh condom, so you're ready to go.
Always. That's what you need in life.
You know, popping his peas, he didn't have a condom.
Oh, on his mic.
Yeah.
Mic condom. Yes. Shay.
The Bears move to Arlington Heights may have some friction working against it. Arlington Heights mayor has made it clear the village and its residents will have a say in whether the Bears' redevelopment plans go through. And a poll conducted by the Sun-Times shows the majority of respondents, all Arlington Heights residents, would nix any taxpayer involvement. So shot or no shot, taxpayer refusal to contribute to the project would halt the Bears moving to Arlington Heights.
No shot. They're moving. They're going there. Wake me up when this deal is done. They're moving to Arlington Heights. They can say whatever they want. The Cubs are looking at Rosemont. I reported that. No, they're not going to Rosemont. Oh, maybe Addison. No, they're not going to Addison. They'll figure out a way to pay for this. Yes.
Yes. There will be, if there's a line drawn in the sand that says it's got to be taxpayer money, there's going to be a lot of people complaining about it. But if it does come down to that, Cap, we'll pay for it. Or Arlington Heights will pay for it. State will pay for it, right?
They'll find a way.
Yeah.
They'll get it. All right. You just write us a check. We'll float another bond down the road. We'll get you covered.
It'll happen either way, Shay. It'll happen either whether it's publicly or privately funded. It's going to happen.
Yes.
So if it's out of your check or out of my check, quality cost, doesn't it?
Yeah, and if you're going to bring so much money to the Village of Arlington Heights,
yeah,
through restaurants and hotels being... You got to pay something to get all that money coming back in.
Malnati's. They're coming in.
Call it Malnati Field.
Big old pizza slice. That's right at the 50.
That's it.
That'd be amazing. It'll be the aerial of the top of the dome. It'll just be a big round pizza.
That'd be amazing.
DraftKings in the end zones, apt at the 30-yard line.
That'd be amazing.
Soda right at midfield.
Soda. Say it with me now.
Doesn't even have the NFL or the Bears logo.
It would actually be because they signed their first sportsbook deal, the Bears did.
Yeah.
Rivers. So
Bet Rivers.
Bet Rivers Field at Malnati Park.
Fine.
Done.
Whatever, man.
There we go.
Hey, it's the way of the world. I'm not complaining about that. It's the way of the world, Cap. You want to put your name on it? You got enough money to put it? Put your name on the stadium.
Here we go.
Fine. Shay?
All right, ESPN's analytics expert Seth Walder has weighed in on Justin Fields. He pointed out that ESPN's metrics show the Bears' pass blocking has been more effective than expected in the top half of the league, and that of Fields' 23 sacks, only 5 have come under the median sack time of 4.2 seconds. So my question, shot or no shot, most of Justin Fields' sacks are actually his responsibility?
Most, that's no shot. Some, yes, definitely. He's missed some, as Tommy has aptly pointed out, he has missed some easy throws that are 8 yards. Take the guy, and I told you when they run the two-man game to the right, take the easy throw. He hasn't. But that offensive line sucks. That's a fact.
Yeah, I will say no shot. It's not all on Justin. I mean, you could just watch the games. You know, sometimes you could have a deep dive of numbers. Some you could use and some you don't need, Cap. Kind of like in baseball the same way. Just give me what I need to know about, you know, the ups and downs of a player. Give me just the average, the home runs, the RBIs, the on-base percentage. It's only like maybe a half dozen to maybe 10 I really need to know. And after that, it's just all this just becomes gobbledygook to me,
mm-hmm.
all the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place in our world for analytics, for sure. But there's nothing better than the left eye and the right eye.
Correct.
And a good HD TV to find out whether or not a guy is the reason why the sacks are given up. Is it Justin Fields? Is the offensive line? We could watch the games and see. We could watch it.
Correct.
I mean, it's sometimes we get so deep into this stuff. It's like, I can see what's going on, pal.
Yes, I see it.
Yeah.
Can we get Olin back at center? Can we get Jimbo back at left tackle? We need some players that are good.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Shay.
All right, some San Diego Padres fans debuted a new song that they wrote, I believe, mm-hmm. and they went viral for it ahead of their 2-0 loss to the Phillies in Game 1 of the NLCS last night. Take a listen to this song.
Philly going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in. Padres on the loose. Let's go, Goose. That's what's in. Bryce gonna lose, and Manny's gonna cruise. That's what's in. Give Philly no slack, and send them back. That's what's in.
Shot or no shot, that's the most embarrassing song you've ever heard.
That's a shot. That is pathetic. I mean, that really, like, it's not even cute. It's got no redeeming value other than to be mocked. It's horrible.
That was it. Excuse me? I mean, Cap, that's the best San Diego can do?
That's really bad.
If you need someone to sing or rap, I mean, Nick Cannon is from San Diego. I mean, what about him? He could do better than that, I would imagine. Holy smokes, that's horrible.
Friedel doing Coolio is better than that. Come on. That was bad.
I mean, it's like a barbershop quartet. They were just standing there just doing their thing. I mean, that's... I know the Padres are not adopting that.
Bryce is going to lose. Manny's going to cruise. My God.
All right.
So bad.
All right, Jay.
All right, Kaylee Cuoco, the star of The Big Bang Theory and HBO's The Flight Attendant, said that playing her role in The Flight Attendant gave her new respect for the actual job. Listen to this.
Hey, Kaylee, how are you? Hey, I just got an easy one for you. When you catch a flight, do you have an added appreciation for flight attendants having played one?
Yes, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You show them a bit of love?
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, like, the ins and outs of what they go through day to day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you study?
They deserve tips.
They deserve tips? I love that. Should we all tip our flight attendant?
Yes. Tip your flight attendant.
Shot or no shot, you should tip your flight attendants.
Have you ever, first before you ask that, have you ever tipped a flight attendant?
I don't.
Well, it depends
what kind of tip.
Okay, not that. Not the tip of the cap.
I dated a flight attendant.
Okay, well, just asking. Like, I mean, not the phone number. I'm talking about actual money.
I don't think I have. I do not think I have. I've engaged them in a lot of conversation.
Of course you have.
Yes.
Of course.
I like flight attendants.
Mm-hmm.
Some. Have I ever given them money? I don't think I have. But when you really think about it, with all the abuse they have to put up with from a lot of idiot travelers, yeah, maybe they should be treated as... By the way, Bengals hat just went by for our bingo game.
Yeah.
Maybe they should get tipped.
You know what? I'll answer that coming up next. I got to ruminate on that a little bit more because I'm thinking that maybe we should tip people a lot more in other businesses. We'll talk about that coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. So glad that you're with us. We're here until 10, and then Greeny will take over from 10 to noon here on Chicago's Home for Sports. So, Shay, give us that shot or no shot again, that last question that you gave us.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about Kaylee Cuoco. She's starting HBO's The Flight Attendant, and she was asked by a TMZ reporter who caught up with her at the airport if playing that role gave her a new respect for the actual flight attendant job. And she said yes, and everyone should tip their flight attendant. So my question was, shot or no shot, you should tip your flight attendants. I've never heard of this.
Jake, have you ever tipped your flight attendant?
I can barely afford to fly. So no.
Okay.
No shot.
So, not even a loose dollar.
Yeah, you know, Cap.
No.
All right. So when you're on a flight, you're settling in, and, you know, when you're me and somehow get the aisle seat, that same flight attendant is going with that cart, bam, right against the shoulder. Oh, God, right against the shoulder. Every time, right? Big guy with the shoulder out, you know, you're slumped over in a long flight. You kind of slump over to the left side because you don't want to be too much in the middle, the person that's sitting in the middle. So you kind of slump over to the left side, bam. Amazing, Cap. That happens. So... it's not that they do a bad job. I mean, I haven't seen a flight attendant do a bad job, but I've never thought, you know what, this person bringing me like the little Lorna Doone cookie or the little juice.
A little Milano.
You know what I'm saying? I've never thought, I should probably give her a couple of dollars. I never thought of it that
me
way.
Me either.
I never
looked at them as being in the service industry.
I guess that's wrong, huh?
Yeah. Guess we're bad guys.
I mean, we've flown forever.
Do you know how many flights I've taken?
Yeah.
Dude, I had at one point, just in Marriott points, I had 1.2 million.
Yeah.
Just in hotel points.
Yes. That's a lot of work. That's all pretty much mostly work.
Right.
And some pleasure. Cap, I never thought about that. Look, we should ask people about this and exactly when you should tip and when you shouldn't. Like, here's why I learned about tipping early from my parents. My mother in particular.
So it was always the envelope outside of the mailbox during Christmas time. And I say, why would you? It's like, do you want me to put this in the mail? No, that's for the mailman when he comes here. That's his Christmas gift.
So my mom would do the same thing.
Slip it right there in the mailbox. Is this mail you want me to take down? No. When he gets there, he'll put the mail in, and then he'll get his own card. Thank you for your service. $20.
So my wife does that too now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a nice thing to do. Especially, Cap, back then, that mail carrier would be there for like 10, 15 years. On my block in South Shore, you know, a woman here, guy there, it's not as consistent.
Correct.
But the one that would always come through, and you'd see him at Bubbles Liquor and Tap afterwards, sitting under a shade tree in the summer after his route was
cool
gone. Oh, man. So, I mean, he had a long day. But that's the right thing to do. But obviously with your servers, your food preparers, your baristas, a little tip there, right?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Bartenders, take care of them.
I find myself always tipping on carryout.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. But I guess the question is, for this, should you tip your flight attendant? Is it okay to do that? I wouldn't mind. I hadn't even thought about it. I think you and I are on the same page. We're pretty good tippers.
Yes.
Can you say?
Yes.
Sometimes above and beyond, because I know how hard people work.
Correct.
Because if I was in that spot, if I had to live on tips, I'd want as much as possible.
Correct.
Massage therapists? Sure.
I tip the massage. I'm not a huge massage guy.
Yes.
I mean, if my wife wants to give me a back rub, I don't. I'll occasionally go, but rare. It's not like a regular thing.
Here's one for you before we go to the phone lines. Mm-hmm. Also, how about this? So when you're at a place like I was, Peacock and I were in New Orleans, and you know that you've got your rental car there and someone's got to pick it up, do you tip when you are going out to dinner? Do you tip going or tip coming back? The person that brings your car from the garage.
At the hotel?
At the hotel, yeah. Or do you tip at all?
I tip both ways.
Both ways?
Yeah, because it's going to be a different person. Like, yeah.
Don't you think it goes into a pool, though? Like, the individual valet doesn't hold the tip.
I
think it goes into
a
pool for everybody.
I don't know. All I know is I'll call from my room. Yeah, it's Kaplan room 927.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a black Chevy Tahoe. Could you bring that around? Thanks.
Yes.
I come down, there's little Johnny.
Here you go.
There's $5. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. And when I come back at the end of the evening, little Johnny's not there anymore. It's Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Robert. Thank you.
And give him a Finsky.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I was just wondering how that worked, because sometimes, there's been times where I was like, hey, bring the car down. Thank you. And I'll get you on the way back. And then all of a sudden, that person's getting another car.
Right.
It's not my car. He's not downstairs for my car. It's someone else. I feel like I can only tip once, Cap. I got a tip pocket, by the way. My back pocket will be a tip pocket. And I got $2 or $3 here, $5 here, you know.
There you go.
Tip pocket.
Right.
But you do it both ways. That's something.
Because I was a valet.
Yeah.
So I have a affinity for helping.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell you, my hobby is making people happy.
Yeah, I understand. Oh, so. And by the way, the last thing is the housekeeper. So
yes, I do tip the housekeeper.
Yes.
Yes.
When they got to clean the room, it's right there on the sink or next to the TV.
I put it right on the little nightstand.
Mine is like right next to the TV or in the bathroom, like in the little drink cup or the shot glass, whatever. It's right there for them.
There you go.
I was in Phoenix, by the way. No, it was Scottsdale. And they put on there, they want you to tip. It's like it's suggested. Excuse me? I don't need you to tell me to tip.
Now, I will tell you, you know what I don't like?
Scottsdale had a sign, though, Cap, right next to the bedside table. They're saying, hey, we suggest that you tip. I don't need a sign for that, pal.
Right.
I guess some do need that, though.
I do not like when I go to the Jewels, like the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pay. And it says, would you like to give $2 or give a donation, it should say. And then it has suggested amounts, $1. $5, $10, $20, or other. Would you like to give to the Chicago Catholic Schools? Okay, yes, no, here's $1. Then the next one flashes up. Would you like to give to the Cruelty Society for Pets?
Yes.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. It goes on forever.
How many more? Would you like to give to the Hurricane Ian Fund? I'm like, here, take my wallet. Are we done? It was three things long. I'm like, and if I go, no, no, no. What an ass that guy is.
Right, isn't that the worst? At, like, you're checking out at, like, a convenience store, like a Walgreens or something, and you've got your bag of stuff, and then at the end, it's like, would you like to donate $3 to whatever children's hospital? And it's like, I don't want to, but I can't say no, or I look like a jag.
The worst is at the at Whole Foods. Like, Jewel, it's just on the little screen.
Right.
Nobody's really going to know if you said no, no, no.
It's private, yes. No, the cashier knows. Oh, the cashier knows. She sees what's going on over there.
But it's worse when it's just on the screen and you just hit no, it's fine. When the cashier asks
At the Whole Foods.
That's when you feel like a jag.
Yes, sir. Would you like to give to the Hurricane Ian Fund?
Yeah,
no.
Sure. What's wrong with him? Those poor people. There you go. Have a nice day.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this guy won't give to Hurricane Ian.
I'm like... Wow.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Are there some unusual jobs in which you were given a tip? Now, again, we're talking about Kelly Cuoco. She says that you should tip flight attendants. Should that be a thing? Have you ever done that? Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app, McAllen, Texas. Here's Adam on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, good morning, Cap J. Hood. You guys are the best.
So are you, man.
I was taking a Oh, I appreciate that. I was taking a flight, this was probably about 12 years ago, from San Diego to Milwaukee. 4-hour flight.
Yeah.
Fortunately, was bumped up to first class somehow, some way. I indulged in a couple of complimentary beverages.
Hey.
At the end of the flight, I offered to tip the flight attendant, and she said, no, I'm sorry, we cannot accept tips. I was like, okay, fine. And then just this past week, I was on a flight, and now all these flights, everything is cashless. They make the announcement, hey, if you want to buy a beer, if you want to buy a sandwich, you need to have a debit card or a credit card in order to pay. So I'm fairly certain flight attendants will not accept a tip, even if you offer it. And it goes to show you, Penny from Big Bang Theory, she doesn't fly United. She doesn't fly Southwest. She flies private. So, of course, flight attendants on a private plane, they can accept tips. For the rest of us peasants that fly these other planes, you know, don't even bother trying to tip it. I'm sure it's a nice gesture, but I don't think they're going to accept it. So
can you slip? Adam, can't you slip a Finsky there? I mean, can't you just say, "Hey, could you lean in a little bit?" Hey, thank you very much.
Hey,
right.
You got to be careful leaning into these flight attendants. You never know. One of these air marshals or somebody might end up taking you down. I'm going to end up on some horrible, you know. Twitch, look at this creepy guy, you know, so you got to be careful with those flight attendants.
Watch
guys,
the guy in 4A getting a little personal.
Thank you very much, Adam, for the phone call. Now, you see, Adam leaves line open, 312-332-3776, our phone number. We're just talking about tips because Kelly Cuoco was talking about how we should tip our flight attendants because it's tough. And we're asking, you know, about your situation. Is there some unusual jobs in which you were given a tip? By the way, as you know, my deal when I'm flying, I just tell the first person I see, hey, welcome to Southwest Airlines. Can I get an extension?
For the seatbelt.
Seatbelt. When you go back there, seatbelt. I got one. You want it here? And she holds it like 6 feet wide. Hey, keep it down. It's secret.
I didn't need you to advertise it.
Cap. You don't need to just stretch it out wide. Just ball it up nicely. There you go. On next. That's all. Who wanted the extension seatbelt? Quiet! Christ! Jeez. Cap, I just need a little, not actually better now, but at the time, just need a little extra. Just to make sure.
Give.
Just to make sure. Because I don't want to be in there just like snug.
Right.
Just a little something where I can just move the belly around a little bit. If I got to move left or right. You know, that's all. No. You don't have to tell the whole
Excuse
world.
Excuse me, 4C.
What? 4C?
Yeah. I got the...
like holding up like it's underwear. My God. Like, please. Thank you. Just and I snatch it from. That's enough. Cap. Advertising it. Just quietly. Just balled up nicely. Just like, here you go, hon. Thank you. That's all.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, quietly. Hey! Fatso! Like, Cap, I don't need that. Right?
You don't.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. As we talk to you about tipping, we're asking about like some unusual jobs that you've been given a tip or someone screwed you on a tip. We're talking to you about that as well.
I got another one you should be tipping.
All right. Cap and Jay Hood. Morris.
And I have. Take that.
Really?
Really.
All right. 7 to 10.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We got Shay, we've got JC, we got you. Still to come, we'll talk about the Bulls again. The Bulls will be taking on the Miami Heat. We will preview that with Stacey King. We'll hear his thoughts in our 9 o'clock hour here on ESPN 1000. That same ESPN Chicago app, by the way, you could find Crosstalk Unhinged. Waddle, Sylvie, Carmen, and Yurko, they are not the boys in blue, but they work blue. Be careful. Not safe for work sometimes. Crosstalk Unhinged, available on the ESPN Chicago app. If you're just joining us, Cap and I are talking to you about tips because Kelly Cuoco was walking through the airport at TMZ, and she was talking about how maybe we should tip flight attendants.
Hey, Kelly, how are you? Hey, I just got an easy one for you. When you catch a flight, do you have an added appreciation for flight attendants having played one?
Yes, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You show them a bit of love?
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, like the ins and outs of what they go through day to day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you study?
They deserve tips.
They deserve tips? I love that. Should we all tip our flight attendant?
Yes. Tip your flight attendant.
Yeah, that's a new one on us. Cap and I have not tipped a flight attendant before, but I'm starting to think that should be something we should think about, Cap. Like, slip them a five. What about that, Shay?
Yeah, I mean, I've never thought about it. I actually was going to ask a quick sidebar about this interview.
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
3126 million for the great Howard Aiken. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Sign my ball.
Is there anything funnier than the TMZ interview when the person gets caught at the airport and they just clearly are like, get me the hell out of here, just answering any way that they can?
Brother, let me tell you something. I don't know this for sure. Why do I believe that you get paid for the interview? Like, Jake, as fast as you are, you could be able to find these celebrities at LAX or at O'Hare and just be able to track them out. If you get them on tape, if you get them on TV, hey, man, I think you get paid for that.
And you get the right one, you could get really paid.
I think so.
Right.
I think so. I think that's why, like, a real quick one, just a real quick, you think about it, and she answers, bam, paid. I think that's how they get paid.
Right.
That's pretty. That's an interesting living. It's entertainment.
It is. It's a chase. It's a grind. Let me ask you one.
You wouldn't do that.
No, we don't want that job.
No. What you had? You had a tip before we go to the phone lines. You had a tipping question.
You're garbage man. Tip the garbage man.
Cap. Honestly, I've not, and I know my dad used to, but my dad was retired in a round to catch him at 7:30 a.m. I'm out. And I don't know where to leave. I can't leave it on the can. Like, you know, there's an alley behind me.
Yeah.
I don't. If I put it there at 5:30 in the morning, you think it's going to be there by the
no.
time? See, that's the thing.
The rats are getting that.
See, that's so, the thing. I live in the city, and there's an alley behind me, so I can't find the guy. He's never around when I'm here because I'm with you.
Okay, so I have two different garbage men: the guy who comes and gets the garbage,
yeah,
and the guy who comes for the recycling bin.
Correct.
So I was in the driveway. I was shooting hoops with Brett. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful day. We're playing basketball in the driveway, and here comes the recycling guy. Hey, Cap! I listen to you and Hoodie all the time. Hey, man, how's it going? And he got out of the truck, because they have the little arm that picks the can up, drops it in, and puts it back down.
Yep.
And he got out, and he's, oh, that's a nice basketball. Well, I had like four of those balls in the garage, because I had done a shoot with Wilson, and they had given me these basketballs. Here, take those to your kid. Do you have kids? I got a son who's like 12. He loves basketball.
Yep.
Hang on a second. I got him a brand new basketball. Here, take that to your son. I think you got to take care of your garbage people.
It's fine, Kev. I never see them. I don't know. If I just leave it on the can, it'll be gone. I'm just saying, the drunk in the alley or the rats will get that envelope.
That's true.
I just like.
How about the newspaper delivery guy who puts the little note in your paper? My name is Bobby, and I deliver your paper. Merry Christmas.
Okay,
that's. And with their address.
Okay, in 91, that was the case.
We all know Cap's not doing that, too. Well, tell me why my newspaper's wet this morning when I get outside.
I actually have sent stuff to the newspaper boy.
Yes.
I've never met him or man. They sign it instead of Bob, it's Bobby. So you think he's like 17 trying to earn his way through college? He's like a 56-year-old guy who throws it right in the water. I brought it in. You saw it. It was soaked.
I know.
Jackass.
Bad aim. Daryl is in Maryville on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J Hood. Good morning, D.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
What about the cooks in the kitchen?
Which cooks?
The cooks that cook your food like you go to a nice restaurant. We all tip the servers. We tip the valet guys or whoever. But what about the guys that's actually cooking your food?
Okay, so are we supposed to get up from our table and walk behind the counter back where he's cooking, go, excuse me, who cooked that omelet for that table over there? I did.
There you go, Mario.
That would be nice, but sometimes you can just give it to the servant, and a lot of them will bring it back, because a lot of them really do appreciate us back in the back, because we get their meals out when they need them, and a lot of them appreciate it.
So you're a cook, Daryl?
Yes, sir.
And you're looking for that tip? You're looking for that extra?
Well, I'm not really looking for a tip. It's just nice every now and then. I've been doing it for like 10 years, and I think I've gotten like one tip.
Daryl, I would have thought if I give it to my waiter or waitress, hey, you know, here's whatever the tip is, that it goes into a pool and they share with the busboy or the cook. I guess I was wrong.
I mean, we've been around enough to be able to know some chefs that will come out, as you well know, and we could be able to tip them then. But if we don't know this chef, if we don't know the cook, who knows if they would get that tip? You could ask.
Right.
Well, who knows? But we know people that will come from the back and say, hey, Cap, good to see you. Hey, Jay Hood, good to see you. I mean, Chicago Cut and a couple other places.
Correct.
Where we know the cook. We Correct. Know the chef.
Correct.
So.
By the way, Doug texted me and said, hey, the garbage man will bring your cans up the driveway if you take good care of the garbage man. Okay.
That's good.
I need him to do
Thanks,
all that.
Thanks, Doug.
That's good, Doug. Now I need a driveway.
Yeah, exactly.
Al in Lamont's on ESPN 1000. Hello, Al.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I don't ask for tips. I sell high-end cars, luxury cars. And surprisingly, I've been doing it for almost 10 years. About 3 months ago, sold a car. A guy came from New York out here and drove it back, and he gave me a $300 tip. I'm like, man, that was really nice of him.
Oh.
And I was always wondering.
What kind of ride was it, Al?
He bought a Porsche SUV.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
But I always wonder, like, as a salesperson, I mean, most of these people are commission only. I'd rather have the people that don't buy the cars maybe put a tip jar on my desk for the time I've spent with you. Just thoughts out there, you know. What do you guys think about that? But, yeah, it was nice to get a tip.
Tipping a car salesman.
I never would have thought of that.
Never done
that
either.
I'll give you an example. There's a guy up at one of the dealerships up in Glenview.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say young man. I'm going to say he's 40.
Yeah.
He's a porter. And every time I bring my car in for service, hey, I listen to you and Jay Hood, and my car gets washed. He vacuums. I mean, like, my car, it's amazing the job this guy Danny does.
Mm-hmm.
I always give Danny at least a 20.
Thank you for the 20. How come you're not on time?
Danny, thank you
Danny?
So much.
Zetterman?
No, not Zetterman.
Okay.
Not Zetterman.
Okay.
What was with that sound quality?
Uh-huh.
Come on, you're better than that.
So it wasn't him?
No.
Okay.
This guy, Danny, I always will do that.
Back to your phone calls coming up, 312-332-3776. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. Some unusual jobs in which you've been given a tip or have you been stiffed on a tip. We're talking about it here on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Your way at 10 o'clock, Carmen and Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvia at 2, Black and Abdallah at 6, right into playoff baseball as the Yankees take on the Astros. All part of the mix right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. It's Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10. So glad you're with us. We're talking about tipping. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Have you had an unusual tip experience? Northside Mario's on ESPN 1000. Mario.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Super Mario?
What's happening, guys?
What's cracking?
I just drive a cab, and I had a guy, a fare, and his total fare was $9.80. So he hands me a 10, and he starts to get out. So I'm like, well, 20 cents, hey, better than nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So he gets out, and then next thing I know, he's standing right by my driver's side window. So I roll down the window, and I said, hey, you know, is there a problem? And he goes, no, I'm just waiting for my change.
Change?
And I looked at him and I was like, seriously? And he goes, yeah. So I handed him a quarter and I go, here, there's a 5 cent tip for you.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey.
That's pretty good.
Change. Come on, man. Really?
Yeah.
That much of a miser?
They're out there, man. Scottie Pippen got the nickname No Tipping Pippen for a reason. I talked to a guy who drove him throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He said they won the title. He said I drove him from Highland Park, where he lived, to the United Center and back.
Yeah.
Every game throughout the playoff run.
Mm-hmm.
Not a dollar extra.
Not right, man. Got two people better than that. As we go to Sugarland, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app is Rob on ESPN 1000. Oh, Rob.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hello,
couple
Rob.
Quick ones. I usually fly first class 4 or 5 times a year, generally from Houston to Chicago. That's how I treat myself. And I've never, ever thought about tipping a flight attendant. It's just never crossed my mind.
How about now after hearing Kaylee Cuoco say?
It might, but now's not the time, I don't think, when you can't get a pre-flight drink. And the service level's kind of gone down. I know there's unruly passengers, but it kind of works both ways, too.
Now, listen, Rob. You're a big shooter now. You know you got a couple of dollars to give. You can give your flight attendant a little something. You know times are tough. You know that.
Yeah. Well, money's not the issue. You're right about that.
Good to
but,
be Rob.
I'm also one to tip the newspaper guy, and I'm also one to tip the cook in the restaurant. Obviously not a 5-star restaurant where you can just kind of walk back because you know the cook. And, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, they're working holidays. You know, here's a 20, a 50, 100. Thank you for your service for the year.
If you need me to help out with anything, I'll be glad to carry your packages in, clean your garage, whatever.
Now, see, you know what that is? That's right at Jake Cantu's alley because Cantu's has been in Dallas. That Texas swagger, right, Cantu? You have that. People don't understand it, but I know you've got that swagger.
Yeah, there's. I don't know how to describe it. You say it, but there is.
Yes.
There's a feeling that a Texan has
like
that runs through their veins.
Like you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I fly first class, a million bag of shells, you say.
Now, I don't fly first class, but, you got the gum chewing. It's like your straw. You know, you're chewing your straw. You got your cowboy hat on.
My guy, Rob, I think we found a best friend, Cap.
Our guy, Rob. Sugar Land, Texas.
I love it. I think we found a best friend. Now we go to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Here's Dave on ESPN 1000. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you? Hey, I like the idea of the tip and the cook thing, by the way. I've never really thought of that, so I'm gonna try to do that at my favorite places. But I was compelled to call because a few callers ago, the guy was saying he didn't think flight attendants would take tips. And I travel pretty much weekly, and they definitely will. And all I was going to say is I think it's appropriate to tip. You know, you got two different flights. You got the early morning one where if you're like me, you know, you got to get up at 4 and you're probably sleeping through a flight or two. You know, maybe not necessary there, but then there's those ones on Thursday when you're coming back, probably throwing down a couple bourbons or beers, and you know, they're back and forth. So I always will tip them on those, because I look at it as like a server at a restaurant, right? They're doing, coming back and forth and serving you drinks, and they're usually really cool. So yeah, they definitely deserve tips. And then I was just going to throw out there, I worked for moving companies back years ago, for about 10 years. Make sure you tip your movers if they do a good job, $20 each or more.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. That's good, Dave. Here's a guy who travels weekly and checks out the show.
There you go.
On the ESPN Chicago app. Dave, thank you so much. And by the way, we got a winner. Randy wins the VIP package for a Caps pool party. Just Randy is his name. And he'll be part of...
Randy Jackson.
Well, maybe. Maybe it is Randy Jackson, as a matter of fact. And it's going to be Cap...
It's Merck.
Oh, well, that's... Who? That's sad. Located at the Crazy Poor Sports Bar, 105 East North Avenue, Cap. A great time that you're going to have with the listeners.
It's the new Club Hawthorne / Points Bet betting parlor, Crazy Poor. It's a great spot in Villa Park.
More of your phone calls coming up. Also, the Bulls kick it off tonight. They start tonight against the Miami Heat. We'll hear from Stacey King and get your reactions to the Bulls. Better or worse than last year? In 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports. Here we go.